Hello and welcome to our program. We continue on the subject of influence. We're going to take a look at Jehoshaphat. He was a godly king. He started out well, but he ended up not well because of the people he allowed to influence him. Influences can be good or they can be bad. Remember our definitions here about an influence. An influence makes an impression on our mind. As a result of that, it affects our thinking, and our thinking affects our belief, and our belief affects our behavior. Now, the King Jehoshaphat was a good king. He was a godly man. He took all the idols and the temples that were there for Baal worship and had them destroyed. He loved God. God's power was obviously on his life. But he made one fatal mistake. He married off his son to Ahab's daughter. Now that means he was married to the daughter of Jezebel. He did this as a political move to keep peace so that they wouldn't be fighting with Ahab. But it turned out to be the thing that destroyed him. We'll look at it in a minute. First, listen to this message and song, Is Your All on the Altar?
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Would you walk with the Lord in the light of His word and have peace and contentment always? You must do His sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar your all you must lay. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? And have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed. Till our body and soul He doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. Thank you. Who can tell all the love He will send from above? Oh, how happy our hearts will be made. Oh, what fellowship sweet we shall share at His feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul.
Well, if you read in 2 Kings or in 2 Chronicles, you can read the story of Jehoshaphat. As we said, he was a godly king. He destroyed the temples of Baal. He loved the Lord. God's power was on his life. But he made a fatal mistake, and that is he married off his son to Ahab's daughter. That means that she was Jezebel's daughter. Well, it only lasted about 12 years before the influence of Jezebel's daughter and Jezebel herself had the Baal worship back in, and the judgment of God was upon his people. We're facing the judgment of God today for the same reason. The Bible says these things in the Old Testament is written for our admonition, but we just don't want to be admonished. I've been a Christian for 62 years. Over those years, I've seen major, major changes. When I was a 16-year-old lad driving my car down the 401 highway here, which is like your interstate highways in the States, no tractor trailers, no trucks were allowed to operate on Sunday. The Lord's Day Act made trucks or any other business to be against the law. I remember when in public school as a 10, 11-year-old boy, we had memory verses right out of the King James Bible. As a matter of fact, that was the only Bible that there was at that time. Well, in the 60s, there was a social revolution, and everything that was biblical was on the way out. Any biblical principles were going by the wayside. But there was also a religious revolution, and everything biblical was also on the way out of our churches. Evangelicals were turning away from the truth, so fundamentalists took a stand for the truth, but that was very short-lived. The problem began with a focus on numbers rather than on people actually being saved. We mentioned previously that Jack Hiles wrote a book that he called The Enemies of Soul Winning. In that cesspool of heresy, he perverted God's plan of salvation. Hiles blatantly disagreed with those who say that we need to repent in order to be saved. He came up with his own new meaning for the word repent. It mattered not what Jesus said about the subject. It didn't matter what Peter or Paul said about the subject. It did not matter what thousands of our forefathers in the past 2,000 years preached. Hiles, obsessed with having a large amount of people in a building listening to him preach, took it upon himself to change God's plan of salvation, and his goal was to make it easier to get a crowd. You tell people they have to repent, well, that they're going to want to repent. But you just tell people, well, just pray this little prayer and everything will be okay. Well, Hiles' new plan of salvation consisted of simply praying a little prayer like the Catholics do. God is no respecter of persons. If a little forgiveness prayer won't get a Catholic saved, it won't get one saved if he calls himself a fundamental independent Baptist either. Well, surely there will be an outcry from pastors. Well, it's been over 30 years since this booklet came out on the enemies of soul winning, and there have been very, very few voices against it. Now, keep in mind, we are talking here about changing God's plan of salvation. Well, if you do say anything against Jack Hiles or anybody of his friends, you're just maligned as a troublemaker. You're one who is causing division. I, for one, have been exposing the Hiles heresy for over 30 years, and I know a little bit about being branded as one who is causing division. In the 60s, I was told two things. One, if you say anything against Billy Graham, you cannot be my friend. Second, I was told I was causing division. Recently, I was told the same two things concerning the Hiles situation. This time, it was a well-known fundamentalist under the banner of fundamental movement that said it. Well, what about the sword of the Lord? Surely they would take a stand against this heresy? They not only refused to stand against what Hiles was preaching in his new heresy of plan of salvation, but under the direction of Curtis Hudson, they actually promoted it. Hudson supported his buddy Jack Hiles by writing a booklet that he called Repentance, What Does the Bible Say? We mentioned this in our last broadcast. That booklet is still available at the Sword today. Hudson also had the gall to take out references to repentance in the hymn book that they sold. When they came out with a new edition, they changed some words. I'll give you one example. I could give you five or six. I'll give you one. In the 1989 edition of their soul-stirring songs and hymns, there is a hymn there that is called The Old Account Was Settled. The song was written by F.M. Graham that says, O sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin, for thus he hath commanded, if you would enter in. Well, Hudson changed it to line up with Hiles' heresy, and in the new edition of Soul-Stirring Songs and Hymns, that hymn now reads, O sinner, trust the Lord, be cleansed of all your sin. The word repentance is removed, for thus he hath provided, the word commanded is removed, if you would enter in. This is not only wrong, it is wicked. And so in our fundamental independent Baptist churches around North America and around the world, the majority of people who have fallen for this Hiles heresy have been getting people to simply pray a little prayer, and they're no more saved than before they prayed it if they did not repent. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Our churches are flooded with members who have never genuinely been born again. We better wake up. We better get to higher ground. Listen to the message of this song. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. No heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. My faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.